Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it. Scene Mom says hello and welcome to episode number 12. That was the debut single from a new band out of Phoenix, Arizona. They're called Ghost Moon, and that was Meet Me in the City Tonight. I love it, and I look forward to more. I hope everybody enjoyed their first week of spring. We got a lovely winter storm. There was snow, and then it rained all day, and then it froze with a little more snow, and then it thawed out. It was crazy, just over a 24, 36-hour period. I love seeing winter hold on as long as they can, because this is the best weather I've had for myself this time of year, and I can't even tell you how long. I'm sure an actual spring will be showing their blooms soon, and I am looking forward to it because number one, it won't be 80 to 90 degrees this time like it is in Phoenix, and we can finally start all of the landscaping projects we've been planning pretty much since we moved into our house here in New England. I do have a programming note for you, speaking of Arizona. I have made it to 12 episodes, and now I'm going to have to take a little break from the show. My mom, who is still in Arizona, recently had hip surgery, so I'm going to head back for a few weeks, make sure she can get around on her own again. Actually, by the time you are listening to this episode on Wednesday, I'll be in Arizona. But I'm not bringing any of my recording equipment, so I'm not going to be able to record new shows while I'm away. That being said, next week, I do have an interview to share with you since that was pre-recorded, so there will be an episode on April the 3rd. Then no show for 2 weeks, and then I'll be back after that. But keep on following over on social media because I will be posting things there, introducing you to new music through Facebook and Instagram, and that's Seed Mom Says on Facebook and D Cutler AZ on Instagram. And as always, don't forget your Scene Mom Says merch. Threadless always has a sale or two going on, so head over and help support the show, which helps me continue to support independent music. All links, of course, are in the show notes. All right, that is enough banter from me at the moment. Let's get back to the music. This is New Hampshire band Temple Mountain and their song Secure Base. It's really quite lovely. The album was recorded in a 1700s farmhouse to produce a lo-fi vibe, and I do believe they succeeded. They have a show coming up on March the 30th at Nova Art in Keene, New Hampshire. If you are on that side of the country, go and see them.
Just like you, now I'm floating around a star with you, right in my heart. One day my eyes will turn blue, green will cover your hair roots, red lights will stream from afar with you, guiding my heart. And the night's all around, when I hold you and say, the good life's a dance, with each step we take, love's not defined, love is made. I want to be all of you, wise, full of life, strong and cute, growing old doesn't sound bizarre when you've taken my heart. And the night's all around, when I hold you and say, the good life's a dance, with each step we take, love's not defined, love is made. We'll travel the world, we'll make what is ours, holding hands with our might. And I'll tell you I love you each night. And I'll tell you I love you each night. will appear from afar with you holding my heart. And the night's all around when I hold you and say, the good life's a dance with each step we take. Love's not defined, love is made. Love's not defined, love is made.
This is the Scene Mom Says podcast with your host Danny Cutler.
I know I drink that Kool-Aid, quote to many movies. Foster divination, every swallow defines me. Pour another, you are not my mother.
To keep the love alive, baby. there's something missing. We're not holding hands or kissing anymore. Anymore. I kind of thought our love was always meant to be, baby. That it would stand the test of time through eternity, baby. I should have known it takes work to keep a love alive.
Electric Soul, and a preview of their new single called Anymore, and that will be available everywhere you buy and stream music on Friday, March the 29th. Before that, the new single from The Darts, it's called Pour Another. Their new album, Boomerang, is out on April 26th via Alternative Tentacles Records. I'll have links to all the things in the show notes, and now C-Mom says it's time for some music news. We go to the UK for this one. Local community radio has a, quote, overwhelmingly positive impact on health, employment, and community cohesion, according to the latest research carried out by the University of Northampton. In a survey of about 5,700 local community radio listeners from nearly 20 local community stations across the UK, 71% said their health had improved, with a direct result of hearing about health services on their local community radio. 67% said they had gained employment or skills because of something they had heard on the radio, and 53% agreed or strongly agreed with the statement, "Listening to local radio has made me understand the perspectives of other people better than I did before." Comments in the focus groups confirmed this, with participants agreeing that they would trust content heard on local community radio and sometimes trust it more than that heard on national radio. The study, entitled Listening Locally Across the UK, was carried out by Dr. Alison Hulme, UON's Associate Professor in Social and Cultural Change, and supported by Martin Steers, Station Manager at NLive Radio and Director of the UK Community Radio Network, both of which are calling for greater funding and support for community radio. Dr. Hulme said, "Listeners understand their communities better and take part in community activities more frequently. They are able to cope with stress more and are more likely to take advantage of help available to them. Local community radio is a trusted platform, and we hope this kind of evidence will influence policymakers when they see how it can be leveraged to drive up employment and increase the impact of services available through charities, support groups, and local councils." You don't have to convince me. I was in local radio for over 16 years, so I 100% agree with the result of this survey. And speaking of radio, in 2023, Nielsen dropped the blockbuster news that AM/FM radio's total audience overtook television for the first time in history. Now, days short of the first anniversary of that study, Nielsen now reveals that 3% advantage had soared as TV gets left behind. Radio now boasts a 12% larger audience than TV among 18 to 49-year-olds. This growth reflects radio's expanding influence, reaching 40% more individuals in this age group than TV. Daily engagement with both TV and radio is nearly identical, averaging just over an hour, as shown by the Cumulus Media Westwood One Audio Active Group blog. Ooh, that was a mouthful. TV's appeal among the 18 to 49 demographic has significantly declined, with a 29% drop in weekly reach and a 62% decrease in daily viewing time since 2018. And conversely, half of TV's ad impressions now target individuals ages 65 plus, highlighting a mismatch with advertisers aiming for a younger audience. In contrast, AM/FM radio presents a more balanced demographic distribution, with 40% aged 18 to 49. Now, despite misconceptions, AM/FM listening extends beyond typical, quote, drive times to work and from work, with 59% occurring outside of these periods. Midday hours attract the most listeners, debunking the myth that drive times dominate radio engagement. Weekend listening also proves more substantial than many advertisers assume, equaling the reach of morning and afternoon drives. That's on the weekend. Looks like radio is actually killing the TV star. And these are the kinds of stories that will get me hunting a little closer for community radio stations in my area now. Nothing gives you the same sense of community and listening power as radio. I have yet to see Spotify bring a community together or any other streaming service. I mean, social media is a close second, but that's not listening to radio. So there you go. That is your music news this week. I'll have links to both of these articles in the show notes. And if you have any feedback or other thoughts, you can always shoot me an email, scenemomsays@gmail.com.
spell upon your head. Make no mistake, no, you've been led. I got you where I want you. From my love, you can't run away. You'll never know what made you stay. I've got you where I want you. I've got you. Oh, those sleepless nights, the times when nothing's right. You think it's just your to do. Once I have set my heart on you, I've got you where I want you. I've got you. Oh, those sleepless nights, the times when nothing's right. You think it's just your
was Phoenix band Lux Therial and I Got You. And before that, from Kent, UK, The Petal Falls and their latest single, Give a Little Love. Remember, artists and bands, if you want your music to be featured on a future episode of Scene Mom Says, you can go over to DannyCutler.com, tap on the podcast tab, and see how to submit your music. Scene Mom Says it is now time for some moments in music history this week. On March 24th of 1977, Fleetwood Mac released Dreams from their 11th studio album Rumors, which became their first and only U.S. number one single. Stevie Nicks wrote the song in early 1976 at the Record Plant Studio in Sausalito, California, in around 10 minutes, on a day when she wasn't required in the main studio. On March 24th of 1935, Carole Kaye was born. She was one of the most prolific and widely heard bass guitarists who had played on an estimated 10,000 recordings in a career spanning over 50 years. Kay was the bassist on many Phil Spector and Brian Wilson productions in the 1960s and 1970s. She is credited with the bass tracks on several Simon & Garfunkel hits and many film scores by Quincy Jones and Lalo Schifrin. She contributed to the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, and Kay also performed on many American TV themes, including The Streets of San Francisco, Mission Impossible, MASH, and Kojak. On March the 26th of 1983, Duran Duran went to number one on the UK singles chart with Is There Something I Should Know? It was their first number one and their eighth single release. The group were on a US promotional trip on the same day, where they were greeted by about 5,000 screaming fans at an in-store appearance in New York City. I can't believe their eighth single release and then it goes to number one. I'm just a bit of a Duran Duran fan, those of you who do not know. So, I was not one of those 5,000 screaming fans, though, because I was only 11 at the time. On March the 27th of 1987, U2 performed the infamous rooftop concert on a store in downtown LA to make the video for Where the Streets Have No Name, attracting thousands of spectators and bringing traffic to a standstill. The police eventually had to stop the shoot. The actual police, not the band. On March 28th of 1981, Blondie started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with Rapture, the group's fourth U.S. number one and the first number one song in the U.S. to feature rap in its lyrics, notable for name-checking hip-hop pioneers Fab Five Freddy and Grandmaster Flash. It was definitely a big moment for helping to put rap and hip-hop on the map. And finally, on March the 31st in 1949, RCA Victor introduced the 45 RPM single record, which had been in development since 1940. The 7-inch disc was designed to compete with the long-playing record that was introduced by Columbia a year earlier. Both formats offered better fidelity and longer playing time than the 78 RPM record that was currently in use. Advertisements for the new record player boasted that with 45 records, the listener could hear up to 10 records with speedy, silent, hardly noticeable changes. That's some music history for you for the week of March 25th through March 31st.
We'll be right back.
Sexy Mom Says, welcome back. That was out of Boston, the Magic City, and their latest single, A Series of Chemicals. And before that, we went to Davenport, Iowa with Chuck Murphy and We Are the Strong. As the show grows, I'm connecting with more and more independent artists around the country and the world, and I absolutely love it. So keep on sending me your music, cmomsays@gmail.com. All right, it is now time for your marketing promotion tip of the week. I want to talk about the bane of my existence in marketing again, and that is the auto post. I have gone over why it's not the best thing for your social media posts. Artists aren't tagged the same, you don't get the same reach, but I also realized another reason that auto posting from Instagram to Facebook hurts your social media game. Your followers aren't active at the same time on Instagram and Facebook. For me, I have noticed that on Facebook, those following Scene Mom Says are more active during the early afternoon hours, and on Instagram, it is more late afternoon or evening. I assume that the reason that you post is to get the most eyes on that post. So you really have to learn when your followers are most active, then schedule those posts for those times. Now you can still post the same thing on both sites, but you have to make sure you play with the timing so you get the maximum reach. Use Meta Business Suite to schedule those Facebook and Insta posts. And if you're using TikTok, you'll still need to learn what time people are active there, but plan your posting accordingly. That's your promo tip this week. And if you want to chat more about promoting your music, you can schedule a consultation with me at DannyCutler.com. All right, let's get back to the music. Taking a trip to Paris with the Howling Jaws. This is Half Asleep, Half Awake.
Yeah.
Mom says it is time for some nerdy news, good news, spy news. You get to decide. Drone technology is already being used in Washington state to help fight wildfires and aid police. Now state transportation officials are going to use drones to address graffiti vandalism. Governor Jay Inslee last week signed House Bill 1989, which directs the Washington State Department of Transportation to operate a pilot program that will test spray drone technology to cover up existing graffiti. They said last year it had spent $1.4 million over a two-year span on graffiti removal and expected to spend more in the future. It cited one specific example of graffiti removal on overhead highway signs that cost the state between $40,000 and $50,000. The bill asks the Department of Transportation to focus on graffiti around Interstate 5, which is from Tacoma to Seattle and in the North Spokane corridor. It also includes the use of cameras to deter and identify perpetrators. Spray drones are more commonly used in agricultural settings to spray pesticides. Some have used drones to actually make graffiti as well, rather than eliminate it. See why I was saying that that was sort of spy-ish, nerdy, good news? All right, let's get back to the music. Here's the latest from Phoenix Mand, The Black Moods in Heaven.
Drop of the ocean, turn my inside out. She says she's a ticket to heaven, so slow my heart beats down. And she says she's a ticket to heaven, I'm sold. I like how it's kind of dead in my soul. I'm losing control. And I would have rather drink poison. Every last drop of the ocean. Turn my
great song. If you have not seen the Black Moods live yet, they tour the country quite frequently, so make sure you follow them and check out a show. I believe they're in the Midwest right now, but again, I'll have links to everything in the show notes so you can find out for yourself, but that's a great song. That is it for episode number 12. If you like what you hear, I hope you will share the love with friends. You can send any feedback, suggestions, and music to cmomsays@gmail.com. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at DannyCutler.com.